Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed, an ugly loss for the Packers in Arizona in Week 16, but with a big game against Minnesota coming up in Week 17. With that in mind, I'd like to take a look at some of the defensive strategies used by the Cardinals against the Packers, and also take a look back at the strategies used by the Vikings against Green Bay when they played a little over a month ago. We'll start with the Cardinals, and here's a 1st-and-10 in the first quarter, and this is a look the Packers will see all game long. Man-to-man coverage against three wide receivers, just a single high safety. Where's the second safety? He's right here in run support to create a 7-man box, and he's the guy who crashes down to make the tackle on James Starks for just a 3-yard gain. Here's a 3rd-and-3 in the first quarter, and the look is basically the same. The Cardinals are playing man coverage on the outside, just a single high safety, and you can see this is man coverage by the way the slot corner stays with Cobb all the way. Now, the Cardinals back out of that blitz look up front, and the Packers convert this. This is called back on a holding penalty, but you can see the Cardinals were staying man-to-man. The only time the Cardinals played a second safety deep was in long yardage. Here's the very next play after the holding, so it's 3rd-and-13. He's looking like he's playing up in the box, but really he's going to drop back at the snap, and the Cardinals played a 2-safety deep here. Eventually, the pass to Devontae Adams along the sideline is incomplete, but that was a rare look for the Packers because it was only in long yardage. Contrast all that with how the Vikings played the Packers back in mid-November. Here, Minnesota has 2 deep safeties on a 2nd-and-10. That leaves just a 6-man box against 3 wide receivers, and a fairly innocent running play that doesn't look like much actually gains 5 yards without the extra safety help. Very next play, and the Vikings are again in that 2-high safety look the Packers hardly ever saw against the Cardinals. The other thing to watch is on this side, the Vikings actually play zone coverage and not man, which allows James Jones to break free when his man drops him over there and Rodgers zips it in for a big first down. One more from the Vikings game later in the first half. It's 2nd-and-6, and again, 2 deep safeties. And if you watch on this side, it's a zone coverage once again as James Jones runs his route, and the Vikings are not in man-to-man. Once again, Rodgers hits Jones for a first down in the red zone, and the Packers are in business. What does all this mean? I think it will be interesting to see what the Vikings do defensively come Sunday night. In the first meeting, the Vikings held Aaron Rodgers to less than 50% completions, but Eddie Lacy rushed for 100 yards and the Packers put up 30 points. So in the rematch, will they move out of the 2-deep safety look, bring a safety closer to the line of scrimmage to support against the run? Will they challenge their corners to play more man-to-man and not as much zone? I guess we'll have to wait until Sunday night to find out. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time.